USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is going after congressional Democrats, accusing them of dragging Attorney General William Barr's name through the mud.
So now they're slandering a distinguished public servant because the real world has disappointed them. Instead of taking a deep breath and coming back to reality, our colleagues across the aisle want to shoot the messenger and keep the perpetual outrage machine right on going.
On Tuesday, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signs an abortion bill into law. The Life Act bill bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, and that can be as early as 6 weeks.
Georgia is a state that values life. We protect the innocent. We champion the vulnerable. We stand up and speak for those unable to speak for themselves.
Similar bills have been passed in states such as Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they could help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the agency has made changes to address deficiencies in its handling of information before the deadly Parkland, Florida high school shooting.
We've changed training, we've changed policies out there, we've increased significantly the amount of resources that are out there.
Wray was speaking in a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing. Nancy Pelosi remains against trying to impeach President Trump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
During a Monday fundraising event in Chicago, the U.S. House Speaker said pursuing impeachment could hurt the Democrats in next year's elections. She says Democrats should instead be focusing on building their majority in the House, winning back the White House, and winning a Senate majority in 2020. Pelosi was the featured speaker at the 18th annual Ultimate Women's Power Lunch, which this year was a fundraiser for U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says a fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. Voters in Denver, Colorado on Tuesday will decide whether to become the first city in the United States to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. The measure would make the personal use and possession of the mushrooms by those over 21 years of age or older in Denver the lowest law enforcement priority. That's according to the measure's language. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel on mushrooms.
It's Schedule 1 under the DEA, which means that it's believed to have no medicinal value. It can help you medically. Well, you know what we've been learning in the last few years? Medical marijuana has a use. Guess what else has a use? Psilocybin. A study in about a year ago in 2018 showed that it actually decreases resistant depression by 47%, a study in Nature, a very important journal. It works for depression. It works for anxiety. It works for attention deficit disorder.
Right.
It seems like our veterans coming back from the war have some positive impact from suicide.
Dr. Siegel was speaking on Fox News. Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio and also online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.